It's long been known that the year-end holidays are, for many people, not just bittersweet, but downright bitter. Florida State University Sociology Assistant Professor Dawn Carr works at the Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy.
As we get older, it's more and more common to experience major social losses, whether it's the loss of a spouse. And for, unfortunately, a lot of older people, they're sometimes faced with the loss of a child, which is especially devastating. You sort of never forget those kinds of people in your lives. They're there all the time.
And one need not be older to experience a profound personal loss, says Carr. Most of us will have to endure the first holiday without someone who is very close to us. And while we suffer, others are having a great time, further stoking our pain and alienation. But Carr insists this is no time to keep to yourself.
And, you know, I think that the holidays are one of those times where, you know, we might be okay living alone a lot of the rest of the year, but you feel the sort of heaviness of that social isolation more strongly during this time of the year. And so that's why it's even more important than ever to connect with others and to kind of help feel those meaningful connections to the world around you.
One idea, says Carr, is to make gatherings of family and friends over the holidays, at least partly, an open acknowledgement and celebration of those no longer around.
One way of actually connecting with others is around that shared experience of that loss. And nobody knows how you feel exactly when you experience a loss, but when they've lost the same person, you certainly can connect over that. And that is something that really helps you feel understood by others around you.
In any case, Carr says, getting outside of oneself is a crucial component of dealing with and mitigating the sense of loss.
In some of my previous research, I showed that people who experienced a major social loss, and in this case, this was the loss of a spouse, and started volunteering afterwards, they didn't experience the kind of mental health consequences that others, their counterparts, did.
Even for those who have not experienced the loss of a loved one during the past year, Carr says the holiday time still has a lesson to teach us.
It should be a reminder that we need to pay attention to all the important people in our lives and take advantage of the time that we do have with them. And that can be a source of enjoyment, saying, I'm going to really take advantage of the time I have because we never know how much time we have left.
And that may be one of the most precious gifts of all. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.